Ancient Faith Radio presents Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart. Dr. Hart is an author and licensed psychologist from York, Pennsylvania. Our program features readings from Orthodox Christian books and other classic literature. So now, without any further delay, here's Dr. Chrissy Hart with Readings from Under the Grapevine.
The Life and Miracles of St. Nicholas the Wonder Worker by Count Michael Tolstoy, the Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro, and The Literal. The Miraculous Return of a Rug. A tradesman living in Constantinople nurtured a very special kind of love towards St. Nicholas, and he always celebrated the day of his commemoration. In his old age, he fell into a state of great poverty and deprivation. We have nothing with which to celebrate the day of commemoration of our most loved intercessor before God, St. Nicholas, the man said to his wife. Here is the last possession of ours, a rug. Let us sell it and then buy all we need to show our gratification to God and his great wonder worker, his God-fearing wife answered. The tradesman picked up the rug from the floor and went to the marketplace with it. A distinguished nobleman soon approached him, inquiring, "How much are you asking for your rug?" "I will take what is given to me." "Here, take these 6 gold pieces," answered the noble, taking the rug and leaving with it. People standing in the marketplace gathered around the old man, wondering why he was talking to himself. Concurrent to this event at the marketplace, the same nobleman appeared at the tradesman's house. "Take this rug. Your husband is an old friend of mine, and I met him at the marketplace today," he told the old man's wife while handing over the rug. When the tradesman returned home, his wife began to scold him. "How could you break your promise and not sell the rug? Today you let yourself down, betraying the whole of your previous respectable life. Who gave this rug to you?" Upon hearing his wife's reply, he exclaimed joyously, "Alive is the Lord that loves his servants. It was St. Nicholas himself who had bought the rug from me and then given it back to us again." The old couple fell to their knees. With one voice they began to glorify God and the holy wonder worker Nicholas, who was always ready to come to aid to all those that venerate and celebrate him. The story of the miracle soon spread all over the city. When it reached the ears of the Patriarch of Constantinople, he immediately allotted the old pious couple a generous life pension. A Miraculous Deliverance from Slavery. In a distant corner of the Roman Empire, there lived a wealthy and a God-fearing man called Agricus. Each year he celebrated the day of St. Nicholas with great dignity, regularly going to church and feasting the beggars and the needy in honor of the great holy day. On one occasion, the day before the celebration, he said to his son, "Basil, my dear child, go to the church of St. Nicholas and offer prayers to the holy wonder worker of God." It happened that Saracens attacked the city on that day and surrounded the church of St. Nicholas, while Basil was also there in prayer. They took everyone prisoner, including Agricus's son, and sailed off to the island of Crete. Stricken with grief, the young man's parents spent days and nights crying over their abducted son. On one occasion, Agricus said to his wife, "It is the 3rd year now that we have been grieving and weeping, and in doing so we have even forgotten St. Nicholas. Tomorrow is his feast day. Let us go to the church and pray to him. Maybe he will send us some news of our son." And they did so. They also invited the destitute and the needy and set a table for them, as they used to do before. Suddenly their dog started barking. Agricus descended into the courtyard and saw a young man standing there before him. He was dressed in a Saracen habit. holding a copper jug in his hands. Agricus carefully scrutinized the stranger, and on recognizing his son, joyfully exclaimed, "Is it you, my dear child, or is it that my eyes are deceiving me?" "Yes, father, it is I, but I have no idea how I got here. I was serving at the table of a Saracen prince, when suddenly somebody took me by the hand and carried me over like a wind." "But who was your wondrous deliverer? Did you recognize him, my son?" asked Agricus impatiently, already anticipating the answer. "Yes, I recognized in him Saint Nicholas, the one and the same I was praying to at the church 2 years ago," exclaimed the youth. The exultant family offered their thanksgiving to the Lord and to the holy wonder-worker of God, Nicholas. That was how Saint Nicholas rewarded Agricus' devotion, bringing his son back to him in such a miraculous manner. The Life and Miracles of Saint Nicholas the Wonderworker by Count Michael Tolstoy. The Publishing House of the Metropolitanate of Montenegro and the Littoral on Ancient Faith Radio.
You've been listening to Readings from Under the Grapevine with Dr. Chrissy Hart, author and licensed psychologist living in York, Pennsylvania with her husband and two children. This is a weekly presentation on Ancient Faith Radio, your listener-supported Orthodox Internet radio connection.